Drummers, musicians, and even people blowing sirens were practicing yesterday for their performance at this weekend's Waco Cultural Arts Fest. But they weren't all in line on a stage or seated in close proximity before a crowd. They were spread out all around the park, across the street, and even on the suspension bridge, because that's where they'll be playing come Sunday.
It literally just happens as a piece of sculptural music all over the festival for about 1 hour.
Sculptural music, says Doreen Ravenscroft, president and festival producer, is an experience unlike any in the festival's past. Attendees often travel from exhibit to exhibit as they visit the event at Indian Spring Park, and as they do, they'll encounter the music wherever they go. That's how the piece, known as Inuksuit, is designed. Todd Meehan of the Baylor Music Department is charged with a performance that is fluid, interactive, and anything but stationary.
A good way of speaking about this piece is that it is sort of built. Normally we think in terms of a piece being composed, but this one is really sort of constructed out of various types of sounds. So it's an hour to an hour and a half long piece. And that depends on the performance and sort of the will of the performers in that moment.
Built by John Luther Adams of Alaska, Doreen Ravenscroft said the music is designed to evoke the landscape and culture of the last frontier.
And the Inuksuit itself is based on the incredible stone monoliths that are in Alaska and the wonderful scenery. And so it's almost like you are traveling from place to place to listen to the music.
The challenge is piecing together all of the various parts in building the piece and making sure that each performer is listening to what's going on around him or her and understanding where they fit in. There's a lot of freedom in the piece. There are a lot of variables. So the performers have a choice, basically, of when they engage their sound and when they get out of their sound. And while there is written music, there's also a lot of space and opportunity for the performers to make their own decisions about when they do what they do.
Alaska has plenty of open space, and Inuksuit features those vast expanses of open space as well. There could be a few hundred yards between performers, which means that on Sunday, there will be families, children, booths, and activities between the performers as well. Todd Meehan hopes that the performance provides a soundscape to attendees who can play an active role in the music if they so choose. Musicians have the freedom to interact musically with the audience.
It's a full-on engagement, I think, from both the performers and the listeners. And certainly if a listener walks right up to one of the performers and is sort of in their performance space, I think that can be a really unique experience for the listener, but also for the performer to sort of put that person on the spot, in that moment to really put their sound towards that one audience member that's fully engaged in what they're doing.
Inuksuit has been played only a handful of times in the States, with the next rare performance taking place Sunday at 12:30. Inuksuit is only part of the Waco Cultural Arts Festival, which features additional music, painting, sculptures, exhibits, sales, children's activities, and more. KWBU is a partner with the festival, with a tent and information available throughout the weekend. The Waco Cultural Arts Festival begins at 5 p.m. tonight, continuing throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.